USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thursday's presidential debate. President Trump.
They went through everything I had, including my tax returns, and they found absolutely no collusion and nothing wrong. $48 million. I guarantee you, if I spent $1 million on you, Joe, I could find plenty wrong. Because the kind of things that you've done and the kind of monies that your family has taken.
Democrat nominee Joe Biden.
The guy who got in trouble in Ukraine was this guy trying to bribe the Ukrainian government to say something negative about me, which they would not do and did not do because it never, ever, ever happened. My son has not made money in terms of this thing about, what are you talking about, China. I have not had it. The only guy who made money from China is this guy.
This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait until Black Friday or Cyber Monday this year to score incredible holiday savings. Head to Amazon to find all of this year's hottest gifts and holiday needs, and save big with new deals dropping daily. Starting right now with Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event, you'll find great deals on must-have holiday gifts, including toys, electronics, fashion, home, and kitchen items, and more. Plus, with Amazon's biggest ever selection of gift guides available earlier than ever before, you'll find even more gift ideas for everyone in your life at any budget. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says...
We're making it easy for all Amazon customers to get their holiday shopping done early this year and still save big. Don't risk the rush. Shop epic deals now and beat the holiday bustle.
Need some more inspiration? You can easily ask Alexa. Just say, Alexa, give me gift ideas under $50, or Alexa, give me holiday gift ideas. Now, get your gift lists ready and visit Amazon.com/holiday-dash for more information.
The Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs confirmed that it has reached out to Lieutenant Tony Bobulinski regarding his connection to Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. On Thursday, Bobulinski released a statement.
I have heard Joe Biden say that he's never discussed business with Hunter. That is false. I have firsthand knowledge about this because I directly dealt with the Biden family, including Joe Biden.
The committee is working to validate information being revealed by multiple sources. As part of those efforts, we have reached out to several individuals named in recently revealed emails, including Tony Bobulinski. We look forward to their cooperation in helping uncover the truth, a spokesman for the committee said. Democrats have previously dismissed the reporting from the New York Post as being part of a Russian disinformation campaign. Several media outlets have reported that the FBI is investigating the reports as a possible Russian effort, but Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe said this week that there is no intelligence backing those claims. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Senators have hesitated at the high price tag of the proposed coronavirus stimulus bill. But there is one that says he's willing to vote for the more expensive plan. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
How much should we pay for a recovery? That's a question that's been at the heart of negotiations over a coronavirus stimulus package. The White House has put forward a $1.9 trillion package, while House Democrats have countered with a $2.2 trillion bill. But should Republicans be willing to pay more? Yes, says Florida Senator Marco Rubio. He tells CNBC that he's willing to agree to a larger bill because the cost of doing nothing may be higher.
Look, I'm not happy about the cost associated with it, but I do think the cost of not doing something is potentially even higher, especially since some of that money that we're talking about in the 1.6, whatever number they arrive at, is repurposed money, like the PPP money that was unused. So it's not new spending. In the end, I think we run the risk here of structural damage to components of our economy if we don't do something.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Democrat House Speaker Nancy Pelosi continues to negotiate with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin for a larger stimulus. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell did not answer questions about his health Thursday, only saying there were no concerns. He's been seen with bruises and bandages on his hands in recent days. McConnell, who is up for re-election, later said there were no concerns when asked about the apparent bruises or if he had any other problems. USA Radio News.